Hello?
Thank you for calling XPM.
Hello?
My name is Kristen. How can I help you?
Hi, yeah. My name is Rita Honan.
Mm-hmm.
On the 8th of this month, your installers came and found the stove from Home Depot damaged, so they couldn't install it. And they made a phone call we assumed was to Home Depot, but it wasn't. It was to your office. And anyway, they told us to wait for a phone call. We never got one. So I called Home Depot, and they said that they were never informed that the stove was damaged. So I've been back and forth now for 2 weeks, and they said they keep trying to contact your company, but nobody will answer. And I'm in big trouble here. I'm stuck with the broken stove sitting on my porch for over 2 weeks now. And they said all they need is confirmation from you guys that when it was your installers that found the damage, that opened the box and found the damage. I've been sending text messages to this number. Do they get this? Do they get text messages?
I'm not 100% sure. This XPO is the third-party service for installations.
Right.
So let me see. Do you have your PO or order number from them?
Hang on a minute. I should be able to get it. Let's see. Sorry. I'm having to look it up. I'm at the airport on the phone here.
You're fine.
Let's see. 866. And that's it. Let me see if there's more. Waiting to hear back. No, that's all. This is all Home Depot. Shoot. I'll have to see. No, I don't seem to have anything here. But they were out on Saturday the 8th.
Okay.
I must have something, but I can't find it.
Yes, ma'am. Give me just 1 second.
Okay. Honan is the name.
What was it?
Honan. Honan. Honan.
All right. And what was the zip code?
I'll keep looking now, see if I can find something.
What was your zip code that it was delivered to?
Oh, you left me a voicemail. That's what you left me. That wasn't. XPO. Let me see if there's anything on email. XPO.
All right. And what did you say your zip code was?
02523.
Okay, give me just one moment while I check on that, okay?
Peter's Pond and Sandwich, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, and so can you just verify your first name and then the address that it was delivered to?
Yeah, Rita is my first name. The address was 185 Kituit Road, Site P4.
Okay.
And Sandwich.
Okay, and so what exactly, let's see.
Sorry?
Give me just one moment while I try to see if I can get any information, okay?
Yeah, it's been a nightmare now. I'm without a stove now for over a month.
Oh, goodness.
It's been sitting on my porch now for 2.5 weeks.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on 1 second for me, okay?
Sure.
Okay, and so you said he left it there?
Well, it was delivered on a Wednesday, the 6th,
mm-hmm.
and on the 8th, the installers came out, and when they started to open the box, they found damage on it, so they said they couldn't install it. So they were on the phone for about 15 minutes. Now, we assumed they were on the phone with Home Depot. Anyway, when they got off the phone, I said, okay, now what do we do? And they said, just wait for a phone call. Well, I never got a phone call, so I called that following Wednesday to Home Depot, and they said it was too late, that it was more than 48 hours that we're stuck with the stove. But she said it could be sorted out if they spoke with you spoke with you guys, and they tried to call and never got an answer. And anyway, it's been escalated up, and now I've been told today that I need to call you and tell you to call Beth at Home Depot. It's a bit of a nightmare now, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
They can't have a $1,000 brand new stove sitting out there that can't be used and get stuck with it, and I have no stove.
So you called Home Depot yourself?
I called on the Wednesday because I hadn't heard. I expected to hear from them with a new delivery. And when I didn't, she said, there's no record of it here, that your guy never did call Home Depot and tell them. And they said, if that's the case, all they need is confirmation from you. And hopefully they have to sort it out. But there was quite a bit of damage, apparently, they said, they didn't take the box off to the door at the bottom of the thing, and the pipe that where the, it was bent where the gas goes in. My husband has pictures of it. I believe your guys took photographs, too.
All right, let's see.
If they have an email address, I can send you all the correspondence.
Okay. Give me one second while I check to see how we can get this resolved for you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, just to make sure, they told you that the Home Depot needed confirmation with us, XPO, so that they would be able to get the range.
No, that it was damaged when they got there, yeah.
So that you could exchange it?
No, I spoke with somebody at this number on that the Wednesday after this day they were out. And Chris, I think his name was, and he told me he would call Home Depot and get it straightened out. And that never happened. So that's 2 weeks ago now.
And in order for them to pick it up and exchange it for you. They need the confirmation information.
Yes, confirmation that your guy was out. He opened the box, and it was damaged when he opened the box. And that he told us to wait for a phone call, not to call them.
Okay. All right. Give me just another moment, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Ms. Honan?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so I do apologize about that delay. Okay, so is there any way that you can call your store and let them know that they need to contact us so that we can confirm?
They did try to contact. They tried to contact you from the store, and their senior people tried to contact you. Well, so I was told. So I was told now I have to contact you because they never got a call. They left a message and never got a call back.
So they're saying that they did try to call us?
That's right. They did try to call you. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that would have been about 10 days ago.
I'm not sure.
I'm just getting stuck in the middle here, you know?
Yes,
and
ma'am.
They keep telling me it'll be easily resolved, but this is back and forth now.
Let me see.
The gal's name is Beth that left the message.
You said Beth?
Okay. Beth, yeah. From, let's see.
And Beth works with, do you know who? Was she with the Home Depot or?
Yeah, the Hyannis store.
Okay, so Beth works with the Hyannis store.
Yes, uh-huh. I have her email address if you want. She responds very quickly.
Give me just one moment. Okay, and so when Beth called you, what did she say exactly?
She's been emailing me about 5 times and called me, but the most recent one, she escalated it within Home Depot, and they got back to her saying that now I have to call you and get you to call them.
Okay.
I just got that message this morning. Yeah, because they're sticking to that 48-hour rule. They have to be informed within 48 hours. And again, I just assumed when your guy was there on Saturday, that's who he was talking to Home Depot. But it turned, when I called this company on Wednesday, they said, no, they were talking to the company, the XPO. I said, well, he never should have told us to just wait for a phone call. He should have told us to call Home Depot.
Let me see.
This is important because it's about $1,000, you know?
Yes, ma'am, and I'm not sure why it seems like you just can't get the appropriate help or response that you need. So I am trying to make sure that I can try to help you with that so that you don't have to deal with this any further, okay?
Right. Uh-huh.
That way it's one less thing that you have to worry about. So, let me see. Okay, I'm going to put you on a brief hold while I check to see if I can...
Yeah, when I spoke with the fella Chris at this number, he told me he was going to take care of it. That'd be 2 weeks ago when this coming Wednesday.
Okay. Hold on 1 second while I try to see if
thank you.
I can confirm anything or see if anyone else can, okay?
Okay.
All right, Ms. Honan, so give me just 1 minute and I'm going to reach out to the store to see if I can try and get someone on the phone to see what exactly it is that they're needing so that we can get this resolved as quickly as possible for you, okay? Ms. Honan?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm going to put you on a brief hold while I try and call them and see if I can speak to them and provide them with the information that they're needing to get this taken care of, okay?
Okay.
So just hang on the line for me.
I'm at the airport. Okay, I'm at the airport getting ready to go on a plane, but I think we're all right. I'm in a lower
okay
entry thing, so yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Do you have my number there just in case?
Let's see. It is 954-579-8070.
Correct, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes, ma'am. All right, so give me just
okay
a moment.
Thank you.
Area there,